highlight of the week must surely be the attempt by a company called Rocket Lab to launch a satellite from New Zealand. We'll give you an update on what's happened and then tell you a bit about Rocket Lab. Now, on Monday, which was when they were first going to launch it at 7 o'clock Australian time, 9 a.m. in New Zealand, high winds prevented the rollout of the rocket from the assembly building to the launch pad and obviously prevented the launch. Then yesterday, they rolled the rocket to the pad and erected it, and they then waited for a high-altitude cloud to clear. Now, the cloud puts the rocket at risk of triboelectrification. Now, you say, what on earth is triboelectrification? Well, this is the build-up of static electric charge through friction. The ice and other particles in high clouds strike the rocket, transferring electrons to the surface of the vehicle. And this can lead to large voltage potential and encourage electric discharges. And these sparks may affect the avionics on board. So they didn't get away on Tuesday, so they tried again today. And the launch was any possible, any time between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. New Zealand time, that's 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. But at 12:20 this afternoon, the company announced that they had scrubbed the launch due to triboelectrification problems or risk of it. So, and the weather was set to worsen throughout the day. Now, the Rocket Lab team were able to fuel the Electron rocket and prepare it for flight. They were targeting a launch at 2 p.m. New Zealand time or noon Australian Eastern time. And that was when there was a break in the cloud cover that would be free of risk of triboelectrification. But the weather conditions worsened as the front moved rapidly up New Zealand and closed the window of opportunity to launch. Rocket Lab will make another launch attempt tomorrow. So where is the Rocket Lab going to be launched from?
Mahi is a very remote place, a very special place. The community has really welcomed us here. A lot of the infrastructure here we had to build ourselves. We had to build 3.5 kilometers of road just to get to this specific site on the point.
The Rocket Lab launch site is on the tip of the Mahia Peninsula on the east coast of New Zealand's North Island. It lies between Hastings and Gisborne. The site was chosen over an earlier prospective site near Christchurch in part because the local landowner is an enthusiastic supporter of the project. The area of Mahia has low air and marine traffic. This will allow a high launch rate. Because Launch Complex 1 is on the tip of a peninsula, satellites can be launched into a wide range of orbital inclinations without the rocket overflying any land. So why did Rocket Lab pick New Zealand?
With me now is Rocket Lab founder and CEO Peter Beck. Peter, good morning to you.
Morning, Paul.
Congratulations. As you know, how important to your success is having a committed launch site?
Oh, look, it's absolutely critical. I mean, you know, when we started this project, we went over to America and we went to all the launch ranges in America, and you know, it was clear that there's just no way that we could deliver, you know, on our goals by launching out of America. So we had to find somewhere on the planet that was a small island nation in the middle of nowhere that had desolate air traffic and marine and shipping. It was friendly, stable government and all those kinds of things. And there's really only one country on the planet that that met all our requirements, and that was New Zealand.
Fantastic. What's standing in your way, do you think? Do you know of anything that's actually standing in your way?
Well, I mean, it is rocket science, Paul. It's kind of tricky. Space is hard. Technically, we're in really good shape. I mean, the Rutherford engine's running really well, and the vehicle is coming together very nicely. You know, we have to launch under an FAA license, so there's a huge licensing process that we go through, and also, you know, we have to build the launch site, so there's a resource and consent process that we have to go through as well. But
what are your understandings? I mean, good and, where does this place us internationally? If you're up and running, you've got a site, where does this place us internationally in terms of the space race?
Well, I mean, there's only been 10 other nations that have ever put their own satellite into orbit, and most of those nations are superpowers. So, you know, it's a significant achievement for New Zealand, and Rocket Lab will be the second private company in the world ever to have done that as well when we finally achieve it. So, it's a big deal, and when we're launching at the flight rate we want to, New Zealand will be launching more satellites to orbit than any other nation on the planet.
Brilliant, brilliant. Peter, I wish you all the very best. We're going to follow this with a lot of interest. That's Peter Beck there.
Thanks, Paul.
And, you know, this is state-of-the-art stuff. As I said before, this is the cutting edge of the knowledge wave. Anyone stands in their way and they'll have me to answer for. Founder and CEO of Rocket Lab, Peter Beck.
And he was speaking on Television New Zealand. The first launch of the Electron rocket is called It's a Test. Yes, it's a test. This breaks with tradition where one might have expected a name such as Electron 1 or Electron Flight Number 1, something like that. On this first test flight, the rocket will not carry a commercial satellite. Instead, only the second stage will go into orbit. If this launch is a success, the vehicle will be placed into an elliptical orbit varying between 300 and 500 kilometres above the Earth at an 83-degree inclination. And again, if it is successful, Rocket Lab plans to make another two test launches before the commercial flights, which are expected later this year.
One of the key things we want to do at Rocket Lab is increase the frequency at which we launch, and for that you need launch availability. And Mahia stood out as one of the spots in New Zealand that would just basically tick all the boxes. We've got a range of launch azimuths that we can shoot out of in Mahia, so we can go all the way from 39 degrees to a sun synchronous orbit, so cover a huge part of the Earth from one side itself, and that's quite unique.
It's a great milestone to finally see the launch platform out at site, and it's kind of the last big thing to do before we go and fly.
The Electron rocket uses an engine called Rutherford, named after the New Zealand physicist Lord Rutherford. The Rutherford is an oxygen kerosene pump-fed engine. It was designed in-house at Rocket Lab using an entirely new propulsion cycle. Its unique high-performance electric propellant pumps reduce mass and replace hardware with software. The engine is the first oxygen kerosene engine to use 3D printing for all primary components. It takes 24 hours to print each engine. The Electron is a two-stage launch vehicle able to loft a 225-kilogram satellite into orbit. For Earth observation missions, a 150-kilogram satellite can be put into a 500-kilometer-high sun-synchronous orbit. Electron stands 17 meters high with a diameter of 1.2 meters. It makes use of advanced carbon composite materials for a strong and lightweight flight structure. In particular, Rocket Lab has developed carbon composite fuel tanks that are compatible with liquid oxygen. Other rockets use metal fuel tanks, which are much heavier than the carbon composite ones.
You see, space, like business, is all about time and money.
Apollo launched on average two times a year at a total of $47 billion for the program. That's $3.6 billion per flight. The space shuttle, though reusable, ended up over $1 billion per launch, only making it into orbit four to five times a year. As time progressed, expectations were that space would become more affordable and more accessible to business. Yet today, this is still simply not true. With a two-year wait to launch and over $130 million on average spent to buy your own rocket. Although others have promised with all kinds of solutions, like air launch, nobody has actually delivered. space remains out of reach. Until now, Meet Electron, Rocket Lab's state-of-the-art all-carbon composite launch vehicle, a rocket dedicated to help us reach space, launching as often as you would like at $4.9 million. That's a 95% reduction in cost over the average launch of today. Space is finally within reach, and this is how. This isn't just another launch system, this is a totally different way to build a rocket. A sustainable launch system that puts your satellite into orbit for the same amount of fuel as it takes a jetliner to go from LA to San Francisco. A launch vehicle whose sole purpose is to get your business into space by launching satellite constellations at a fraction of the cost.
So what does this mean?
Anyone can now reach space. You want to give the internet to the world? Done. You want to have better weather prediction? Also done. Selfies uploaded instantly anywhere on the planet? No problem. The world is going to change. Crop monitoring and optimization, your sports team live streaming deep in the Amazon, a young boy in a mud hut taking online classes from Stanford. Possibilities don't stop unless you do. Natural disaster, early warning, even prediction. Real-time Google Maps, wildlife preservation, resource management. Give the internet to the world through satellites and the world suddenly becomes 6 billion people smarter. Your dreams, your ideas in space, to save our planet's resources, create untold wealth and provide an unfathomable pool of information and knowledge. Space is now open for business.
I mentioned that the engine for the rocket is named after Lord Rutherford. And, of course, Lord Rutherford didn't discover the electron, but he helped discover the proton and the nucleus of the atom. Well, this rocket is not the first to be named after an atomic particle. The Soviet Union has a rocket called Proton, and the Soviet Union has also launched satellites called Electron. But here we have the New Zealand rocket, which is called Electron. The first stage of the Electron is powered by 9 Rutherford engines. At liftoff, the thrust is 162 kilonewtons, building to a peak thrust during ascent of 192 kilonewtons. The second stage is powered by a variant of the Rutherford engine that provides improved performance in vacuum conditions. The thrust is 22 kilonewtons. Well, we look forward to the launch, hopefully tomorrow. If not then, well, they'll try and try and try until finally they manage to get it.